Tiny Sparks and Turning Points is a monthly selection of protests, strikes and significant dates concerning social change in Australian history. This segment is presented by the Commons Social Change Library, a repository of more than 1,500 resources for campaigners, which can be found at commonslibrary.org.
On the 1st of August 1980, public transport users in Melbourne rode free for a day after conductors refused to collect fares as part of wider action against fare hikes.
Huge crowds thronged the streets of Adelaide on the 1st of September 1885 for the annual 8-hour day procession. Starting in King William Street, 2,500 workers from more than a dozen unions, bearing banners and accompanied by brass bands, marched to Exhibition Gardens. Upon arrival, a ball and picnic were enjoyed by more than 12,000 people, along with an athletics carnival.
On the 2nd of August 1917, employees in the New South Wales government's Everleigh Railway and Randwick Tramway workshops stopped work over the introduction of techniques aimed at speeding up the pace of labour. This triggered what would become a massive general strike across various industries in New South Wales, Victoria, and Queensland.
Also, on the 2nd of August, but in 1974, women and children rallied at Wynyard Station before turning the Sydney General Post Office and Martin Plaza into a protest playground. This was a demonstration against the federal government deciding to defer $130 million in spending on childcare. On the same day, the Women's Electoral Lobby organised a protest against the cuts outside Parliament House in Canberra, featuring a larger-scale kids' party, including a fire engine, carousel, balloons and toffee apples. The widespread campaign led to $75 million in funding being restored the following month.
On the 2nd and 3rd of August 1937, 450 employees of the South Australian Gas Company defied the advice of the United Trades and Labour Council to carry out South Australia's first sit-in strike at Brompton, taking action over the refusal of their employer to restore an industry allowance regarding health risks and obnoxious smells, the workers occupied a disused stokehouse from 8 a.m. Entertained by an improvised jazz band, mouth organists and an accordion player, the unionists initially allowed a skeleton staff, made up of office workers, foremen and others, to perform work before running them off the site around 10 p.m. Following this action and threats by railway and metal workers to widen the strike, the company caved in at 1:30 a.m, restoring the full wage.
On the 3rd of August 1972, students at Sydney's Fort Street Boys School won the reinstatement of 6 students. These students had been suspended for taking part in a 2-day strike over the issue of male hair length. In addition to overturning the punishment, school authorities agreed to waive hair length rules and end the harassment of student activists.
As part of strikes and protests involving more than 7,000 childcare staff across Australia, workers gathered in Canberra on the 5th of September 2018 to demand living wages and better conditions.
In 1982, the Fraser government pushed through approvals for the mining of uranium at Jabiluka in the Northern Territory. This was consistently opposed for decades by Mirarr traditional owners on a variety of grounds, not least the abrogation of their sovereignty. One of the first protests against the proposed mine outside of the NT took place on the 6th of August 1982 in Sydney when the officers of Pan Continental Mining were picketed.
The 6th of August marks Hiroshima Day, a global event commemorating the 1945 US atomic bombings of Japan. In 1986, thousands of people across Australia honoured the victims by demanding US-based closures, a ban on nuclear-powered warships, and an end to uranium mining.
On the 7th of August 1980, Aboriginal people from across the Kimberley region joined with unionists and other supporters of the Nookumbah community's right to deny mineral exploration on their land. Together, they blockaded a convoy of mining vehicles at multiple locations. After mining company AMEX gained access to the site, the drilling crew, all union members, struck over the draconian actions of the West Australian government in removing protesters.
On the 8th of August 1933, 95 members of the Unemployed Single Men's Group of Melbourne were evicted from their homes by a similar number of police. Previous attempts to remove them from seven terrace houses on James Street, Fitzroy, had been stymied by crowds numbering up to 1,000. Following the surprise attack, the group and supporters marched to Parliament House, where they dumped their belongings on tram tracks. The protest and threats to sleep on their beds in the street immediately forced the Minister for Sustenance to provide the men with new accommodation.
On the 10th of August 2019, members of Extinction Rebellion held a die-in at the Canberra Centre shopping mall to highlight the unfolding climate emergency. This came a day after hundreds of students and staff walked out of classes and offices at the Australian National University, with a rally followed by a march to Civic.
On the 12th of August 1979, approximately 100 people opposed to the imminent destruction of rainforest habitat met at Terania Creek. Having spent 5 years employing orthodox methods of lobbying and public submissions to no avail, they spontaneously decided to set up a protest camp. Utilising improvised forms of organisation, consensus decision-making and tactics such as placing bodies, objects and vehicles upon roads, and occupying trees, they disrupted work for around 4 weeks. At that point, the New South Wales State Government placed a moratorium on logging.
On the 13th of August 1979, the Unemployed People's Union threw a huge party just outside the gates of a Liberal Party fundraiser at the Fancy Wentworth Hotel in Sydney. Despite the presence of numerous police, the 400 unemployed revellers got close enough to give a rowdy welcome to those who had paid $250 a ticket, then the equivalent of 5 weeks' unemployment benefits.
The 9th anniversary of John Howard's rewriting of the Marriage Act to exclude same-sex couples was marked on the 17th of August 2013 with a rally and march in Melbourne. It concluded with a marriage ceremony outside the registry office for those couples who wish to formalise their relationship.
On the same day, 17th of August 2013, the Freedom Flotilla left Cairns for West Papua to support resistance against Indonesian occupation.
From 1855 onwards, the Victorian government introduced a series of discriminatory taxes and laws aimed at isolating, segregating, and driving out the colony's Chinese immigrant community. Each set of measures were resisted via various means, including collecting petitions, such as one tabled on the 18th of August 1857, decrying the racist taxes and, quote, insults and oppressions from the ignorant, the cruel, and the malicious, close quote. Petitioners, including European supporters, called for equality under law.
The Federal Cabinet gave uranium mining at Roxby Downs the go-ahead in 1983. Activists opposed to the dangers associated with all stages of the nuclear cycle, the massive waste of water in an arid zone, and the abrogation of Indigenous sovereignty shifted gears. In August 1983, hundreds were arrested during 9 days of action at the Olympic Dam site. After a small number maintained a year-long vigil, another major protest was launched on August the 19th, 1984, with the aim of hindering the mine while drawing public attention to it. Around 400 people took part in road occupations, site invasions, street theatre, letterboxing of the mine camp regarding safety issues, lock-ons and a cyclist cavalcade.
On the 20th of August 1934, cane cutters at Ingham began a wildcat strike after employers refused to prevent the spread of Viles disease by burning cane prior to harvesting. Spread by rats, the disease had affected over 170 workers during 3 recent outbreaks, hospitalising many and killing 7.
As part of opposition to fees for higher education, students occupied RMIT's financial services offices on the 20th of August 1997.
The 21st of August 1969 saw an anti-conscription campaign bear fruit after the Federal Attorney General freed draft-resistor John Zarb from Pentridge Prison 14 months early. Having refused to register and then repudiated call-up notices, Zarb had been summoned in October 1968.
On the 23rd of August 1966, Aboriginal pastoral workers and their families walked off Wave Hill Station, demanding equal pay and an end to the intolerable conditions they worked and lived in. The campaign soon came also to focus on land rights. The determination of the Gurindji people and support from unions and others saw the community win back approximately 3,300 square kilometres of their country in 1975.
Campaigning by Queensland unions to restore the basic wage from cuts which had been introduced 3 years earlier culminated in a statewide strike by 18,000 railway workers on the 28th of August 1925. This followed earlier industrial action by seafarers and miners, as well as widespread discontent which had seen the resignation of Labor Premier Ted Theodore. The rail strike shut down transport around the state, and within 8 days the government had capitulated.
On the 29th of August 1939, prison reform activist Samuel Rosenberg ended an 18-day hunger strike protesting New South Wales' use of the death penalty.
On the 29th of August 1977, anti-uranium activists shut down the Ranger Uranium Mining Company's Sydney offices. The occupation was held as part of a National Day of Action, which saw thousands rally across the country against the expansion of Australian involvement in the nuclear cycle.
On the 30th of August 2002, around 2,000 human rights supporters assembled at the State Library in Melbourne. This was to mark the first anniversary of stranded refugees being saved in international waters by the crew of the MV Tampa. The protesters called for freedom for refugees and spoke out against the government's xenophobic campaign of slander against them.
Despite threats from the government to send in 1,000 constables and armed militia to, quote, fire low and lay them out, 60,000 people defied the authorities and gathered in Melbourne on the 31st of August 1890 to support an ongoing maritime strike.
You've been listening to Tiny Sparks and Turning Points. The segment will return next month. In the meantime, to find out more about the history of social change in Australia, you can visit commonslibrary.org.